Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going to go to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline right now and talk to our good friend from the Post-Gazette, Mike DeFabo, who covers the Penguins. And Mike, Penguins made a little bit of news yesterday when they signed Teddy Bluger to a small contract. Were you surprised by that move, and what does it mean going forward?
I was actually somewhat surprised by the timing of it because he is a restricted free agent, so if the Penguins wanted to keep him, they were going to have to do something with him. But if you would have waited, you could have maybe had a little bit of hesitancy and given Seattle Kraken a little bit of pause if they were thinking about taking him. So, I don't know for certain what the Penguins are going to do in terms of their expansion draft list. They're keeping that very close to the vest, and they're not revealing that publicly. But the fact that they signed Teddy Bluger to this contract extension, I guess, gives me a little bit of a hint, or makes me think just a little bit more that they're probably leaning that direction and they're going to protect him in the expansion draft. I don't imagine you would sign a guy and then leave him exposed. But with this expansion draft, there's going to be tough decisions. So I don't want to say never to anything, really.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. They are now probably in the finishing stages of, figuring out what it is they want to do. I've seen a lot of different guys like you that cover hockey theorizing as to who they're going to protect and who they're not going to protect. It pretty much seems like it's a very – very much a common sense thing that there's probably only, a couple of guys that are legitimate candidates to get to be selected by the Kraken, right?
Yeah, so the way it works is you can protect 7 forwards, 3 defensemen, and 1 goalie. And if you've only played 1 or 2 years in the league, you're automatically protected. You don't count against that. So guys like T.O. Joseph and John Marino, those guys are automatically Penguins, and they don't count towards that. So really, the whole discussion revolves around the forward core, where you have 4 guys that are definitely locks. You're 100% going to protect Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Brian Rust, and Jake Guentzel. Even if you think that the Penguins maybe should change philosophically and try to get a little bit bigger, you still protect a guy like Jake Guentzel or Brian Rust just because their value is so much higher in a trade than it would be giving them away for free. So that's a no-brainer. So if those are 4 of the 7, that means you have 3 more guys. And so then the discussion really starts right there, where you've got Brandon Tanev, Kasperi Kapanen, Teddy Bluger, Jared McCann, Jeff Carter. All those guys are in the discussion for 3 spots. So if I'm making the decisions, the guys that I would protect the 4 that I mentioned, plus then Kasperi Kapanen, just because I feel like he's a guy that you gave up a first-round pick to get. I think that he's a young player who has some upside that's still untapped. And even if you feel like he's not a fit with your system, he's worth more in a trade than giving away for free. So that would be my 5th. I would protect Brandon Tanev, even though this new regime has talked about getting bigger and tougher. Even though Brandon Tanev is this little tiny guy, he's like 5'7" and 175 pounds or something like that, he leads the league. He's always one of the league leaders in terms of hits delivered, hits taken, shots blocked. all the stats that you can quantify toughness, he's up at the top of the list, not only for the Penguins, but at the top of the league. So I would protect him. And then it's a tough decision between do you protect Teddy Bluger, who you just signed that contract extension that you mentioned at the beginning of this segment, or do you protect Jeff Carter? And so the thinking there would be, you know, could you gamble? Could you take the risk and say there's no way they're going to take a 36-year-old guy in Jeff Carter who has just 1 year left on his contract and, you know, realistically might retire after this year? That's the argument for why you would leave him unprotected, and then you could protect Bluger instead. But if you're taking that gamble, you better win that bet, because if you lose, especially with Evgeny Malkin out with this knee injury that's going to keep him out several weeks, maybe months to start the season, and you lose Jeff Carter, if they kind of call your bluff on that, now you're missing a guy who's going to contribute on both special teams units, including maybe the top power play, but definitely at least the second power play. And he's your second-line center, most importantly. So that's really the gamble there. You know, do you think that they're going to take this 36-year-old guy? Probably not. Are you willing to give up your second-line center? Definitely not. So, you know, what's the risk? What's the reward there, kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing with Jeff Carter is if you're the Penguins also, you have to assess whether or not you already got the best of what you're going to get from him. I mean, I think sometimes a guy comes to a new team, finds new life, you know, it gets him you know, remotivated or whatever. And then the next year he kind of just sort of settles in, you know, and that would be the thing I would be a little bit nervous about.
Well, the other thing I think you have to think about is, and this is for any NHL team, what's your window? Where are you right now in your process? Are you a team... you know, there's going to be teams that are in rebuild mode who are going to obviously protect all their young players and leave some talented veterans exposed. There's going to be some teams with salary cap issues that are trying to, you know, I think the Penguins might be a team like that where I would think that they would leave a guy like Jason Zucker exposed because he makes $5.5 million. I think that the Penguins, in what should be a buyer's market and free agency, could use that a little bit better than what they're using it on Jason Zucker. And then there's teams like the Penguins. You know, they've talked about how they want to have an eye towards the future but also be in win-now mode. If your goal is to win with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, you know, having a guy like Jeff Carter on the roster is also very important because, you know, he provides insurance for Evgeny Malkin while Evgeny Malkin's out. And then when Evgeny Malkin returns from injury, he's that third-line center that has been a critical fixture on both of the recent Stanley Cup runs where you've got – you know, the 1-2 punch, Crosby, Malkin, then you've got the guy behind him providing a two-way center, which is what Jeff Carter really is, and what a lot of the reason there was optimism last year. So, you know, I still believe if I had to guess, I would say they're going to leave Jeff Carter unprotected and take that gamble. But it's definitely a big bet with a guy like him.
There's no question, and that's I think that's what really it comes down to. When you think about the Kraken, and what they might be able to achieve, do you think it's realistic that they can be as good as quickly as Vegas, or did they change some things maybe to make it a little bit more difficult to have that happen?
Well, the rules are going to be exactly the same, and so. But what's going to be different is that I think teams learn some lessons where, you know, like look at the Penguins. They gave, not only did they give up a guy in Marc-Andre Fleury who just won the Vezina, but they also gave Vegas an asset to take him, which is crazy. So they said, here is a guy who won the Vezina, and also in addition to that, because they were in a salary cap situation. So Ron Hextall is not taking that approach. He said that he is against you know, giving up two assets, basically providing an incentive or a sweetener to say, please take this guy and we'll give you this other guy as well, or we'll give you this pick as well. So I think that that's what teams have learned. And the other thing I think that teams have learned is even if you have a guy who's an unrestricted free agent, you might want to protect him, which sounds wild, but what Vegas did was they selected a lot of unrestricted free agents and then flipped them and flip their rights to other teams and were able to acquire picks. And so that's part of the process as well for Vegas and how they built their team. So I think that you know, Vegas did a great job, and the rules are set up in the NHL intentionally to favor these expansion teams. The NHL doesn't want a Houston Texans or a Cleveland Browns situation where you have an expansion team that comes into a new market in just as trash for so many years. That's not what they're looking for. They want the team to be competitive to try to build fans. But I think it would be a tough thing to replicate the success that Vegas had because they were just so good so soon. I think it'd be hard to do the same thing over again.
Well, I think that that is absolutely true. Before I let you go, you know, once we get through this little thing, what do you think is next on the agenda in terms of the Penguins this offseason?
Yeah, well, they've got an extremely busy week next week. You know, it starts with the expansion draft on Wednesday. And the way that I understand it, all the trade talks across the league were mostly in a gridlock to this point because you don't want to trade for a player that then you're going to lose an expansion or trade for a player and then you have to protect him. Or maybe you trade, you think that you need a third-line center, and then next thing you know, Seattle takes one of your defensemen and you're hurting on defense. So after this expansion draft, I think that the floodgates are kind of going to open across the league in terms of trades where teams will very clearly understand how much salary cap space they have, and they'll more realistically understand what needs they have to address on their team. So things are going to start moving after that. In addition to that, there's a lot of really important dates on the calendar. There's the expansion draft Wednesday, then Friday and Saturday is the entry-level draft. So the Penguins will be adding some players there. They only have a second-round pick, a fifth-round pick, and 3 7th-round, which is the final round. So they don't have a lot of picks there. And then free agency is beyond that the following Wednesday. And the toughest decision the Penguins have there is Cody Ceci, where he's a guy that signed this kind of one-year prove-it bargain contract, $1.25 million, last year. And he did well enough to basically exceed those expectations. And now he's in line for a pay raise. And the question is, are the Penguins going to be able to create the necessary salary cap space to keep him? So in terms of the Penguins free agents, that's the biggest one. So, you know, I just named like 5, 6, 7 different things that are going to be coming down the pipe here. You know, it's been a very quiet offseason to this point, but I'm telling you, like starting next week, it's going to be almost one thing after another with the Penguins. And I think, you know, 3 weeks from now, I think we're going to have a much clearer picture of what the Penguins are going to look like next season.
Mike, great stuff as always, my man. I thank you so much for joining, and, you know, we'll do it again here soon, I'm sure, because there's going to be a lot of news, I think, around this team over the next few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Should be a lot of fun to follow here, Paul. Appreciate you having me on the show. We'll talk again soon for sure.
All right. It's Mike DeFabo, the Post-Gazette. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.